your busy day got you stressed out, sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon, it's currently 3:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Cran Van Diesel. I have Bill Kine in the studio with me this afternoon from UMGC. How you doing today?
I am fantastic. I'm excited to be here. We are coming on spooky season. The weather is getting better, and so I am excited.
Really appreciate the energy. Before we get too far in the interview, I want to ask you the question of the day, though. What's the craziest thing you did as a kid? Keep it PG.
Well, if I have to think about the craziest thing I did as a kid, when I was probably 4 years old, I was obsessed with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I was in the living room at my parents' house, and when they were in the room, I decided to practice my Mutant Ninja Turtle skills, and I jumped from the couch, spread eagle, and I broke my arm.
Oh my gosh. My little brother actually broke his arm. Not as a funny story, but it's just crazy what we get into as little kids.
That is true.
I did love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles growing up too. It was a classic. You don't really see people dressing up as them anymore though.
Well, it seems like Halloween nowadays is less the traditional costumes and more so of how creative can you get.
That is true. I've seen some crazy things in the present right now. Stay tuned to hear more from UMGC. We're coming back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sacramento, the station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I am back in here with Bo Kline, and he is here from UCMG as student ambassador. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what he does.
Yes, so I work as a ABF, that is Aviation Boatswain Mate Fuels. I work over at NAS2. And my primary duties for work is I work on the flight line. And if you're ever on NAS2 and you see the big yellow trucks, well, those are full of fuel. And that is what I drive. And we drive up to the aircraft. And whenever they need fuel, we will give them fuel. And for most people on the outside looking in, that's the entire job. But it's much more than that. It's also cleaning and maintaining fuel and inventory and accounting and finances. So that's just kind of a quick, to-do of what I do here at NAS Sigonella.
He's underplaying it just a little bit. These guys work hard and they get dirty. I'll tell you that I've seen them in action, especially in the fleet. Like, I really appreciate your guys' job.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. And especially here at NAS Sigonella, they tell us that when you come to shore duty, it's kind of a bit more relaxed from the ship. And then you come here and we do work in the 24-hour shifts where we work 12-hour shifts each, and then we have a night crew and a day crew, and it's not an easy task, I can say that, but for the most part, I am having fun here.
I'm glad to hear that, and just know you are appreciated. But up next, we'll get into a little bit more what you do as a student ambassador, and I'd like to thank you for coming up. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Bo Kine from UMGC, and he is a student ambassador there, and I hear you want to talk about a little bit, so let's get into it.
Well, the first thing I think is important is for people to understand exactly what a student ambassador is. And you can find that in the name student ambassador. So for one, I am a student. I am an active student at UMGC. An ambassador is UMGC is giving me the opportunity to represent them in any case, as in, if I'm doing all hands or a muster or something like that, I have the opportunity to represent them. And then some things that we do as student ambassadors is any of the volunteer work, graduations. You can see us at troop time with the USO or outside the galley, just running kiosks and giving out information on how to get started at UMGC. But most importantly about being a student ambassador, something that we offer is we are not just students, but we are also military. And we don't just understand what it's like to be a active duty member doing school, but we know we are doing it firsthand. And you can have your counselors and all that kind of stuff tell you like, oh, you need to apply for your TA, but we actually know how to apply for TA, and we can walk you through every single step. We bring a different different feel to when you are talking. We're not experts by any means. We can't help you, or we can't enroll you into classes themselves, but we are a great start, especially if you just need someone to understand what you're doing, and we can get you on the right path.
It's definitely a great middle ground because you're not a counselor, but it definitely gives you a unique perspective because, sometimes it's just good to know someone understands you who's been in the same shoes, and I just love that program. I'm actually probably about to start school pretty soon, so I'm definitely going to have to talk to one of you guys. It's going to be great. Stay tuned to hear more because we're going to be talking about your school experience, actually, up next. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Bo Kline. He's a student ambassador with UMGC. I just want to ask you, how's your college experience been here?
Well, to start off with college experience, I did try to, I went the college route right after high school, and then I did it for about 3 years, and I got 12 college credits. And those of you who go to school, you know 12 is not a lot for 3 years. And so then that's when I decided to enlist, when I was 23. And then on the ship, I'm not going to lie, the TA process just completely discouraged me. And so I didn't want to go down that path. And then when I came here, I was in the Sigonella NDOC with my good friend Ryan. And UMGC came to talk to us. And then we decided on the next break, we walked over to UMGC. And then we signed up for classes that day. And then for my first class, we both did one class to start with. And I chose speech. And you can't do, you know, doing online for speech is a little weird. And so I decided to do the in-person. And I tell you what, it's not just... I love doing it. If you're going to UMGC, you're going to do the online classes. You're going to. But you are going to have the opportunities every so often to do the in-person classes. And I'll tell you, please do it. You are doing yourself a favor. You're doing the professors a favor. You're doing your community a favor. You're doing the base a favor. And it is just such a great experience. You're going to create such great relationships. And you're going to meet people in the military that you probably never would have met. Faces that you see walking around, you know their names, and you know people from here and there, and it's a great networking. And I would encourage everyone to do an in-person class.
Yeah, I guess it's really different, you know, because you know people get out of high school, they go right to college, they don't really know what they're doing, they have no one to help them. But I guess you've been on a journey that kind of led you to where you are now, and it's great. It's very peaceful. You're on shore, so it's relatively easier. They help you here, so I'm glad to see there's a good community here. And it must have been really helpful having a buddy to do it with you.
I would recommend for anyone who is coming overseas and coming to the base of Sigonella that as soon as you get here, make a friend. Make a great friend and then do things together, and your experience is going to be amazing.
Yeah, stay tuned to hear more up next. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Bo Klein from UMGC. He's a student ambassador. We've been talking a lot today, and I just want to ask you, why do you specifically recommend UMGC?
Well, I would specifically recommend UMGC because UMGC is going to be tailored to your needs. To the military needs. So for one, UMGC is located on a military base. The staff are usually going to be associated with the military somehow, and then the professors have been working with military members for 20, 30, 40 years. And so UMGC is tailored. They understand you. They know about your schedule. And I can tell you from personal experiences, I have gone into class, in an in-person class, and a teacher told me, look, you're too tired. Go home. And they sent me the lecture plan. So I would recommend UMGC over anything else because, one, they're here, they're in person, it's easy. The staff is great, they understand you. And overall, any goals that you have, they're going to sit there and they're going to work with you to get those done.
That sounds great, just giving a different perspective because, you know, how many students go to school and they've never had someone that understands their military lifestyle? It must be so different and refreshing knowing they understand what you're going through.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they say it all the time, we're the 1%. And so it is rare to find people to understand you. And on top of people understanding you, we have 3 student ambassadors. We got one here on NAS1 and 2 on NAS2. So not just understanding you, but completely knowing you.
That's true, too. Give a completely different perspective. And they're always available, I guess, assume you guys can reach out and talk to you guys.
100%. The UMGC office is going to be located on NAS1 above the post office. And when you go in there, please ask for the student ambassador's phone number so you can reach us easily.
Sounds good. Stay tuned to hear more up next. If you're just tuning in, I've been interviewing Bo Klein from this last hour, just talking about his experience at UMGC. Really appreciate you for coming out. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to AFM for allowing me to come up on here and speak. Thank you to UMGC for allowing me to speak on behalf of your school. Shout out to the people that work out on the flight line. You guys are working hard. Shout out to NavSup Fuels. You guys are my favorite. And shout out to La Mia Ragazza, Angelica.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. As always, have a good one. Currently 3:57. Stay tuned because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. Thanks for tuning in with DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Crane Van Diesel. Listen to 105.9.